everybody. Welcome and thank you for listening. Today, I want to talk to you about taking control of your client. By the way, if you are not a real estate agent or a real estate broker, this podcast will probably not make any sense to you. If you've been in real estate long, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, well, just wait. It'll happen. You know, you get that buyer that texts you 10 times a day with listings they saw and wonder why they did not get an email about it. And of course, it's from Zillow and the info is wrong or outdated or it did not fit the search criteria that they were looking for. And you have to explain all of that to them, since I'm sure that you're sending them every listing that meets their search criteria anyway. But now, most of you can relate to having buyer's issues, wanting to see things out of their price range, demanding more of your time to relook at properties, etc. You know, the list, we could talk hours just on that, I'm sure. But you know, how do you control that situation? What is your method to control your buyer? Remember, you are the professional. You are the one that has the license, okay? You don't hire an attorney and then tell them how they are going to run the trial, right? In my Gold Series training, I will go into that, the hows, the whats to do, and some methods that I use that I think that works well. But now, let's talk about sellers. That's a whole different story. And I'm going to tell you a situation that I'm going through right now. And while you're listening to this, I want you to be thinking about what you would do or how you would handle it. So I have a client, okay, and I listed his land in the fall. It's got about, I don't know. I don't want to say the exact amount because then you'll look it up and know what I'm talking about. Let's just say 100 acres, okay? So I listed his 100 acres in the fall, and he told me that in February he wanted to list the house and 10 acres that was very close to this land. It's kind of attached. And I said, okay, you know, no problem. He had some renters in the house, and their lease was up in February, and he was going to clean it up, and we were going to put it on the market. So, no big deal. So, I'm touching base with him about every 2 weeks, letting him know what's going on with the land. And from about mid-December through January, I couldn't get a hold of him all. He wasn't returning my phone calls. His mailbox was full. He wasn't answering his texts. But he finally got in touch with me in January and confirmed that he did want to still list the house. He told me he wanted this ungodly amount for it, and I told him he would never get it out of that, and basically pleaded with him to be reasonable and told him that I'd re-pull some comparables and we would go over it and talk about what we were going to list that at. Meanwhile, he said that he would let his tenants know that I would be coming over the next couple weeks to take pictures. So everything's on track. Meanwhile, of course, I'm in a small town. I have lunch with other real estate agents. I have other agents in my office. I started letting folks know, hey, you know, if you got a buyer, I'm going to be listing this house in 10 acres. Be thinking about it. And an agent comes to me and says, hey, I've got a buyer for the acreage, but they also want to buy the house and 10 acres, but they want to see it first. They only want to buy the land if they can buy the house and the 10 acres. I said, that's awesome. That's a win-win for my client. He's supposed to be in this week to finalize some paperwork on it. So I'll talk to him about it. So he sets an appointment to come in and sign the listing agreement. And when he does, I of course tell him, hey, there's an agent that has a buyer who is very interested in this property. They said they would buy the land if they can also buy the house and 10 acres. Of course, they want to do their due diligence and see it first. And he goes off on this tangent about how all these people are using other people to look at the property because they're trying to get a great deal and get him to give it away. And because he won't sell it to these people, and he names off a list of people, they're using other people to come in. And I'm not going to show that house unless this person has a pre-approval letter. I said, absolutely. You know, we'll make sure the agent provides us with a pre-approval letter. And I don't think it's these people that you're talking about. You know, nobody's called me wanting to do this. I mean, the guys, I can't even tell you how he was acting. So we kind of got into a discussion again on the list price. And he said, well, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to put granite in the kitchen. And folks, this house hasn't been updated since it was built in the, you know, I'd say turn of the century, you know, around the 50s. And it really hasn't been updated since the 80s. So you don't go in and just put new granite in. You know, you need to do some other stuff. And I was explaining to him that that's not going to create the value that he's wanting to get out of this property. So he then proceeds to tell me that he signed another year lease with the tenants. So I said, okay, I'm confused. I thought you wanted to get the tenants out of there, you know, clean up the house, put in granite countertops, and then list it. And he said, well, I can do all that and keep the renters in there. I said, okay. So I said, if somebody buys it, though, the renters have a right to stay there. They have a lease. And he said, nope. I put in a 60-day kickout paragraph telling them that if the house sells, they have to be out in 60 days. And I said, okay, well, I guess we'll deal with that when the time comes. So besides that, all of that mess, I've still got this agent that's texting me and calling me, telling me that this person really wants to see the property. So I did not get the listing agreement signed that day because he wanted to look at all the comps that I'd printed off and make a decision if he was going to go for a lower price. So I reached out to him again and I let him know, hey, this person that wants to buy the land really wants to get in and look at that house. So about an hour later, he texted me the tenant's phone number and said, get a hold of them. They know that you're coming and you can take pictures probably tomorrow or the next day. I said, okay. So I tried to text the tenant. The phone number did not work. He gave me the wrong number. But long story short, he calls me up on a Friday. He said, good news. They're ready for pictures if you show up between, you know, 1 and 2 o'clock. I said, all right, I have to move some things around, but I can do that. You know, show up. There's a ton of people that live in this house. The mom is understandably stressed out, trying to clean everything. And I said, don't worry about it. You know, we'll just do the best we can. And folks will understand that this is currently being rented. And I'm taking pictures. And as I'm talking to her, I think it's her dad that walks in and says, oh, you're with Skeet. You're Skeet. You're the real estate outfit. And I said, yeah, I have Skeet Real Estate in town. And she said, oh, well, I thought you were measuring the rooms for insurance. Side note, I also have an insurance company. And I said, well, what did your landlord tell you? And she said, just that you'd be coming by today to take some photos of the interior and taking measurements because he was going to switch his insurance. And I said, well, I said, that's not entirely true. I said, and of course they were like, are you putting the house on the market? Are you putting the house on the market? And I said, well, I might be doing an insurance quote for him, but there is somebody that is interested in looking at the house. He has been talking about listing it. You're really going to have to talk to him about that. I said, I can't really discuss, you know, that right now with you, but I am here to take pictures because he is thinking about putting it on the market. And we've had those discussions. And so I did say there is somebody that wants to look at it. And, you know, I'm going to get these pictures to them and see if they're interested. And so we talked. I mean, she wasn't too upset. The renter, she just kept saying, where are we all going to go? Do you have any rentals that we can look at? And just small talk. And I assured her that I would let her know when it was put on the market because I would have to put a lockbox on the door and a sign in the yard, and that, you know, I would give 24 hours notice before showings and that she could have control over when I showed property, that sort of thing. So I thought everything was at least, you know, good with us. So I get a call the next day and he from the seller, and he is just irate, telling me I should have lied to them, that I wasn't supposed to tell his tenants that he was going to put the house on the market, you know, and that he was just going off. And I said, look, I'm not going to lie. I'm just not going to lie. And I had no idea that your tenants did not know what I was there for. Like, I was totally caught off guard, you know. So I kind of told him, I was just like, look, you need to figure out what you want to do. I'm not going to be caught in the middle of this, okay? And so he said, well, I want to make sure these people you have interested are pre-qualified and they're not related to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And I said, okay, you know, whatever you want, but we need to figure this out. So I said, look, we're either going to list the property or we're not. But I'm not going to waste any more of my time or these other agents' time. I said, I've done my job. You know, I've promoted this piece of land. I've got buyers interested in it, but they're wanting to know what you're going to do with this other piece here. And he said, well, I'm going to sell it, but I need to give her some notice. She's not comfortable showing it right now. I said, okay, just call and let me know what's going on and let me know so we can get a price on this listing agreement and get this, you know, listed. So, I don't hear from him for a while. All of a sudden, I get a text message from the tenant that says, hey, I don't know why you're pushing the landlord to sell this property, but it's putting us in a very bad situation. And I responded that I was approached by him, that I was not trying to be pushy. I just needed him to make a decision on when he's going to do it and for how much, so, because there were people that were interested. And I said, again, I can't be in the middle of you two. You need to figure this out, and I will let you know when I know something. So the next day, the seller calls me. He says, all right, you can show, have this agent bring these people out and look at it, but it can't be until the beginning of next week because the tenants have stuff going on and they just can't get the house ready. I said, okay, fair enough. So I thought before I reached out to this other real estate agent, I would give the tenant a text and get what time would work best for her. So I messaged her and I said, hey, just got off the phone with your landlord. He said, you guys agreed that it would be shown next week. I just want to know the best time and date, you know, and what day that works out best for you. Just let me know. And so she texts me back this long thing that says, until I see a listing agreement, I'm not showing this house. He's telling me he's not wanting to sell it, you know, and just goes on about how I'm being misleading and I'm being pushy and yada yada, which I hate those words, but I don't, you know, yada yada yada. That's what she was saying. That's what she was saying. So I mean, at this point, I'm like, okay, you know what? So I try to call the seller back. He's not answering. His mailbox is full. Agents are asking me what's going on. And I'm just like, at this point, I can't get a hold of the seller. He's telling his tenants that he's not listing. So for right now, I would just say, you know, if they want to write an offer on the land contingent on that they can come up to an agreement with a price on the house and 10 acres and that they get to see it first, et cetera, I could submit that. Maybe that will get the ball rolling. But at this point, he's telling me one thing. He's telling the tenants another. I'm in the middle. And, you know, people are going to start talking. I'm sure they're telling people in town that I'm this crazy real estate broker pushing their landlord to sell and I'm going to put them out on the street, which obviously is not the case. But so This is an interesting situation. I mean, I've been in this a long time, and I, like I said, I train agents and I have agents, and I can't remember when any of us have been in a situation with a seller that's been doing this. So you'll have to tune in to figure out what happens because I don't know myself. Basically, you know, I've been trying to figure that out this afternoon, the best way to handle this. Yeah, stay tuned. All right, folks, thanks so much for bearing with me and listening to this podcast today. If you'd like to reach out to me, my email is steve@skeetrealestate.com. I do have a fan page on Facebook just under Steve Skeet. You can also see my business Facebook, which is Skeet Real Estate. But if you'd like more information on the Gold Series training books that I have to offer, just shoot me an email, let me know, and I'll send you a link to those as well. Hope you're all having a great day, and thank you for listening to this podcast.